And I've learned something. I've learned that recording now, because I've added a fan to my computer rig over here. And right then, right before I just started recording, I'd done a couple of little test recordings just to see how my levels were. I'm recording directly into the Audioboo website this time. I'm not using my iPhone to record this one. You can probably tell a sort of a big jump in quality because I'm using my fancy professional studio mic. But when I was listening to it again, it sounds like I've got a jet engine going off in the distance somewhere, because, and all it is my slightly overenthusiastic computer. That's not a complaint, certainly. My computer kicks ass. So today I'm going to hopefully wash the stain of the last Airbender out of my brain. I think I'm going to go see Predators, the new Robert Rodriguez. Actually, he didn't direct it, though. I can't remember the name of the guy that did direct it. But everybody knows. I mean, it's a Robert Rodriguez movie. I'm kind of psyched, because everybody has been talking about this movie's really cool and it's awesome. So hopefully that'll kind of get the stain out of my head. And if you missed the Audioboo where I was talking about The Last Airbender, it's such a shame. It really is. I mean, I really didn't want to hate that movie as much as I did, but it's no exaggeration that it's certainly the worst big budget movie of the year. If you remember the debacle that was Battlefield Earth, came out several years ago. It was John Travolta and Barry Pepper and it was an atrocious movie. It took a really, you know, pretty cool book, an old sort of sci-fi standard, and just butchered it, because it tried to tell this really complicated story as quickly as possible, and their way of doing that is you just shortcut everything and you cut out characters and you just sort of move the plot along essentially by telegraphing and explaining everything. Well, that's exactly what M. Night Shyamalan did on The Last Airbender, only he did it a lot worse. He actually did it worse than Battlefield Earth. That's really, really impressive. Seriously, not to go on about it, but it'll shock you when you watch it, if you do watch it, how much they just explain everything. You don't really see anything cool. They just sort of tell you what happened. Hey, you know, my brother fell in love with her, and that's it. Seriously, and from there on out, it's like, oh, okay, he's in love with her. But anyway, so Predators is going to be really cool. I saw an article on IO9 where they were describing some of the nods to the first Predator movie, and it actually sounds pretty awesome. What I can't figure out is what happened to Adrian Brody. Adrian Brody went from being this thin Mr. Spock looking guy to he's got like muscles in this one. He's supposed to be like a special ops. Something tells me after Predators, Adrian Brody will probably get a little bit more blockbuster kind of roles. How much you want to bet? I'll bet that's coming. But that's going to be my day today, I think. I was just going to do a short one. I'm going to try to get back in the habit of doing an Audioboo every now and then. And I'm going to even try for the remarkable goal of making them relevant to something that you might actually care to listen about. But one step at a time, right?